It was 20 years ago at the 1983 NBA All-Star Game that Marvin Gaye stole the show with his singular rendition of the national anthem. At the time, singing the Star-Spangled Banner was, for the most part, a pretty formal affair. Shoulders square, sing it straight. It is a hymn, after all. But not that day. Lon Rosen remembers it well. He was the director of promotions for the L.A. Lakers, which hosted the All-Star Game that year. He says Gaye's one rehearsal was bumpy. By this point in his life, Gaye was battling a serious drug addiction, and on the game day, the singer was running perilously late.
It's 11:30, and unfortunately, there was no Marvin Gaye. So I kept looking all over. I kept waiting. It's now 11:45. It's 12 o'clock, and the producer from CBS came to me and said, well, we need to have a fill-in. And there's really nobody else in the building at the time except for one of the usherettes. So I had the usherette waiting courtside. A couple minutes later, I see from across the court Marvin walking down the stairs with his entourage. They handed me a tape, which was quickly run up to the sound booth. And about 3 minutes later, Dick Stockton, who was a CBS announcer, made the announcement.
Now, along with the United States Marine Color Guard to sing the national anthem, famed recording artist Marvin Gaye.
When this track started, it was kind of a click track at the start, you know, that. And I made eye contact with Julius, and we both had this expression, what is going on here? And then the vocal began.
Hey, can you see?
People were still getting seated, and when he started, there was such a dramatic feel to it that everybody held their position, and the basketball players who normally look down at their shoes stood up straight.
We were looking at each other and almost looking for reassurance. Is this okay that we move to the anthem? But everyone in the audience was moving.
And very slowly we started to hear clapping, and people were stomping their feet, and the players were swaying back and forth.
Because when he started singing, he went to rocking, and I looked down at the other side of the floor, and the other players were swaying back and forth, and we started swaying back and forth, and then everyone in the stands started swaying back and forth. If you want to use a church term, it's like you had the Holy Ghost. It just got in you, and you couldn't help but move.
The audience was a bit in shock at the start, and then some people began to actually boo. Then some others started to applaud in response to that, and then everything just got quiet as he hit the meat of the song, and the audience just remained transfixed.
It was almost like he wasn't there. He was kind of hovering over everybody. He just took the All-Star Game and put it in his pocket for about 5 minutes and said, okay, let me show y'all what true entertaining is all about.
It came from his heart. It came from his soul. He did not stand up there like a statue. He moved and he grooved. It was like being at a Marvin Gaye concert.
And before you knew it, everyone was clapping. And it was one of those unreal images that I don't think I'll ever see again.
And the heart above,
when it was over, he got a tremendous ovation.
Everybody, you know, wanted to give him a high five, hug him, touch him.
He turned around, he smiled, he did a little high fiving with players, and then he kind of faded. Somebody took him off the floor.
You knew that you were in the presence of a special moment that would never happen again.
It delivered a message. You know, the anthem is something we need to take seriously, but it can be delivered in a way that it's still very much something that means a lot to all of us.
Record industry executive Joe Smith, Lon Rosen, and former NBA All-Star Isaiah Thomas, all talking about Marvin Gaye's performance of the national anthem at the 1983 All-Star Game. 1 year later, Marvin Gaye was dead, shot by his father.